This is the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in. We do a morning show in Madison. And we're here talking about Social Security, and we'll get to more of that in just a moment.
The Civic Media Radio Network is proud that beginning today, it's the break in the spring text win statewide contest. And it's going on several times throughout the day. In fact, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. Here's how this all works, okay? You'll have those chances to win when we announce a keyword during those hours. And that enters you in to be an hourly winner and also enters you in to win a grand prize. So let me tell you about some of the hourly winners that we're doing this week and next week. It is a statewide contest. You have the daily chances to win a Chula Vista getaway. Also, we've got some great seats for Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets at the stadium there, or $100 cash. Now, your next chance to win will be during the 4 o'clock hour with Dom. And every entry, again, puts you into the grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. It's easy to get in on this. Just download the Civic Media app, and you can enter that way. You can listen again beginning at those hours, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So, again, next chance to win during the 4 o'clock hour when Dom will announce the next keyword. Phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We were talking about Social Security.
We were talking about Elon Musk, the genius, and Mark in Sussex thinks he is a genius. He texted us saying, Musk isn't a genius. SpaceX, just one example. Good God.
Okay. You know,
he really didn't come up with SpaceX, you know?
No.
He didn't really draw up the designs of the rockets. He is not a technical genius by any stretch. He can design things.
Yeah. It's like Tesla. He didn't design. He didn't come up with Tesla.
No.
He came in after that was already a thing.
Already. Everything that he is involved with, he came into later.
Mm-hmm.
And now he controls them. He has the money to buy these things. That is the power of Elon Musk. All right.
Big money.
He's not a genius. A lot of people think he is. He is not.
But he is a billionaire. And he likes to throw his money around.
Yeah. And I guess if you're a billionaire, you can claim you're a genius.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we're talking about Social Security making it harder to get. Mm-hmm. And this is what they do to everything. They make Medicaid, Badger Care, hard to get. They make voting hard to do, right?
Yeah.
Now they're doing it to Social Security, which is really a cruel thing because a lot of seniors don't have the mental capacity to maneuver through all of these hoops that they think everybody should do if you're really serious about getting Social Security. Jump through the hoops. And journalist Judd Legum was interviewed by Rachel Maddow, and he came up with a very good reason why Elon and Trump are doing this. They're not touching Social Security. They're just touching the way it's accessed.
Yeah,
the way it's handled. So this is cut 196. So let's listen to this and see what happens.
That it is an effort to break the agency. And this is a huge influx of people to these offices that are already under strain, that are now getting, as you mentioned, many of them are getting closed. There's just no way for them to deal with the number of people who would now need to come into the office to verify their identification under this new proposal.
Is there any corresponding sort of implementation memo, right? If they're saying internally and officially at Social Security that this would result in 80,000 more people needing to use field offices per week, is there also implementation work being done to scale up the capacity of the field offices to be able to do that?
No.
No, in fact, it's just the opposite. They're closing down the field offices. One of the things that's remarkable, as they're taking away the ability to do the things you need to do, like file a claim, which is probably the most important thing, over the phone, they're actually converting some of these field offices to phone only. So they're taking away the in-person services. So I think, this is an effort to really strain the agency beyond what it can handle. And one thing I want to note is 75,000 to 85,000 people coming to the office. Those are actually the lucky ones because, as Social Security kind of elliptically notes in this memorandum, there are vulnerable populations who cannot get physically to an office mm-hmm. because they are elderly or disabled in a way that prevents them from traveling. Sometimes you have to travel over 100 miles to get to a local office. It's not always around the corner.
Yeah.
Right. And that's even before they start shutting down dozens of them.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And even worse than that, I mean, if you're going to access the Social Security office via the internet, I understand that, of course, fiber optic is being laid out throughout the entire country, thanks to Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're repealing that. They're actually going to water that down a little bit, and they're going to give Elon Musk more of those Starlink satellites to service the rural areas. And Starlink has a very slow internet service,
mm-hmm.
and it jams up if there's too many people on it. So it really doesn't work. They're slowing it down. They're preventing rural people from getting high-speed internet via fiber optics. So it's even going to be worse and harder to get a hold of. Now, I do remember a George Carlin cut. Can we play that? 42 seconds. Let's play this. This is cut 201. Let's listen. He's talking about Social Security. And
this is from way back.
Yeah.
Cut 201.
You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money.
There, that's it. And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up in our next segment here, we'll be talking with Mike McCabe. He's an author. He's a blogger. He's got a great book out called Miracles Along County Q.
He's at Substack.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about the turnings.
The fourth turning. We're going to give everybody hope. It looks bleak right now, but everybody, mm-hmm. there's hope down the line.
And again, phone lines are open here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gordy and John filling in for Maggie Dawn. You can call us 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with Mike McCabe on the Maggie Dawn Show next.